Good morning. So first we are going to say recite the light offering prayer, light composed by Lama Atisha. So I'm very much hoping that you will learn whenever you see lights. You know, this is now this month. A lot of people they offer lights. You know, Christmas they decorate a lot of lights. So Lama Atisha is the one here. So there's a Lama Atisha, Indian master, who established Buddha Dharma in Tibet, many centuries ago. So Lama Atisha composed this light offering prayers. It's very beautiful. So now, like each time when you see the lights, you can, something to think about and make offerings to benefit, for the world peace, also the well-being of all living beings. There's something you can think about when you see the lights, So this is beautifully written by Lama Atisha. So we are going to say that. And the second, then we are going to recite His Holiness Long Life Prayers. So children are, welcome to stay, or they are welcome to go to their classroom to play. So then after that, today I will say something about His Holiness Dalai Lama, and then probably some white rice, the ceremonial rice that we Tibetan we usually use on special occasions. For Tibetan, this is very special because look at the dozen. Maybe 50 or not 50. Since He's already received the Nobel Peace Prize. So that's a very, very important event in for Tibetans and the Tibetan communities, like throughout the world. So we do every year, we do celebrate that, this very special occasions and to for almost like 34 years. And you all know that His Holiness dedicated entire his life to promote religious peace, peace between religious organizations, and also promote basic, human values such as loving kindness, compassion, and also, of course, the poor Tibetan cause. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay. So if you'll pull the light offering prayer in the chair before you. No sound? No sound. Okay.
Have a light on? Or you can use my mic.
Okay.
May the light of the lamp be equal to the great 3,000 worlds and their environments. May the wick of the lamp be equal to the king of mountains, Mount Meru. May the butter be equal to the infinite ocean. May there be billions of trillions of lamps in the presence of each and every Buddha. May the light illuminate the darkness of ignorance of all sentient beings, from the peak of samsara down to the most tortuous hell, whereby they can see directly and clearly all the 10 directions, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and their pure lands. Om Vajra Aloke Ahum Em Aho. I offer these beautifully exalted, clear and luminous lights to the 1,000 Buddhas of the fortunate eon, to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the infinite pure lands and of the 10 directions, to all the gurus, meditation, deities, dhakas, dakinis, dharma protectors, and assembly of deities of all mandalas. Due to this, may my father, mother, and all sentient beings in this life and all their future lives be able to see directly the actual pure lands of the complete and perfect Buddha. May they unify with Buddha Amitabha in inseparable oneness. Please bless me and may prayers be actualized as soon as possible due to the power of the truth of the Triple Gem and the assembly deities of the three roots. That's the whole thing. This one?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're welcome to take the this light offering prayer sheet with you if you like for the holidays. Okay, now the long life prayer of His Holiness the Lama, that's the larger sheet. Om Vasti, O our gurus and your line of lamas, for whom we have the deepest gratitude, you who are the repository of the three secret powers of body, speech, and mind of innumerable Buddhas, who manifest in a miraculous way to each devotee according to his capacity, to you who are the wish-fulfilling gems, the source of all virtues and good qualities, we offer our prayers with intense devotion that our protector of the great land of snows, Tenzin Gyatso, upholder of the Dharma, the great ocean, may live for 100 eons. Pour on him your blessings that his aspirations may be fulfilled. The Dharma Dhatu, the inexpressible reality that pervades all things like the heavens, immaculate, full of great bliss and transcendental wisdom, manifests like a cloud the numberless abodes of the higher divinities, the mandalas of the heavenly beings. To all the higher forms of the divine ones, the Yidams, we offer our prayers with intense devotion that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons. Pour on him your blessings that his aspirations may be fulfilled. O you numberless Buddhas of the past, present, and future, who are the masters of the 10 powers and the teachers of the gods, whose attributes of perfection, free from defilements and born of realization, are the source of the Buddha activity that appears for all time in the ocean of the suffering of the world for the sake of all sentient beings. To you we offer our prayers with intense devotion that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons. Pour on him your blessings that his aspirations may be fulfilled. O sacred dharmas of the three yanas, which liberate us from the sufferings of the three worlds, supremely calm, the jewel treasure of the fully enlightened ones, without impurities, unchanging, eternally good, the peak of virtues. To you we offer our prayers with intense devotion, that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons. Pour on him your blessings, that his aspirations may be fulfilled. O all you Arya Sangha, awakened and unsullied, of highest valor in conquering the suffering of the wheel of life, with a transcendental wisdom that directly intuits the deeper truth, never departing from the indestructible Vajra abode of Nirvana, to you we offer our prayers with intense devotion, that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons. Pour on him your blessings that his aspirations may be fulfilled. O you Dakas and Dakinis, heavenly beings of the three worlds, who appear in the highest paradises, the sacred places, the cremation grounds, who have innumerable experiences of the bliss of the void, supporting the yogis in their meditation on the excellent path. To you all we offer our prayers with intense devotion, that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons, pour on him your blessings that his aspirations may be fulfilled. To the ocean of guardians of the teaching, who possess the eye of transcendental wisdom, carrying on their matted locks, the knot, symbolic of the vows they made to Vajradhara Buddha, the powerful ones who protect the teaching and the upholders of the Dharma, we offer you our prayers with intense devotion that Tenzin Gyatso, protector of the great land of snows, may live for 100 eons, pour on him your blessings that his aspirations may be fulfilled. To all you guileless ones in whom we take the excellent refuge, we pray with intense devotion, humbly from our very heart, that by the strength of these verses, Ngawan Losan Tenzin Gyatso, he who has power over speech, the kindly one, upholder of the Dharma, the great ocean, he who possesses the three secret powers, may be indestructible, eternal, and without end, that seated on the supreme unconquerable throne of the Vajra, he may live for 100 eons. Pour on him your blessings, that his aspirations may be fulfilled. You who bear the burdens of innumerable Buddhas, with courage carrying on your shoulders the vast activities of the fully enlightened ones, working for the weal of all beings, like the wish-fulfilling gem, the jewel of jewels, may your aspiration be perfectly fulfilled. By virtue of this, may the golden era be opened, like a gate in the great spaces, liberating all sentient beings, coming as the happiness of spring, which comforts our sorrows and helps the teaching of the Buddha to spread in all directions and in all ages, making it prosper to the summit of samsara and nirvana. O you with the lotus in your hand, may the nectar stream of your blessing strengthen our mind and bring it to maturity. May we be able to please you by practicing the Dharma through accomplishing at all times the good deeds of the Bodhisattvas. May we reach Nirvana. By the blessings of the wondrous Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, by the unassailable truth of the spiritual laws of cause and effect, by the unstained power of the pure mind, may the aim of my prayers soon be accomplished.
Maybe we are going to make tea offerings and also the ceremonial rice offering. Okay. Lama sanje lama je deje lama gunde de kunje chebo lama ye lama nam la chebo. Daso kunje sera tamje de kunje sum da lama me da che kunje sum bo jun. Kunje tum je che la jo ba sho nam da che zo re me te be je ya la tu jang do sun da deje nam la tam. Tabo ge la la chebo bo ra shi deje ye le ma yu ja daso nam je tem. Please enjoy tea and rice.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Thupten Norbu, and I'm I'm Tibetan, but I'm a member of the Tibetan community here in the Raleigh Durham area. And firstly, I would like to thank the Kadampa Center for hosting this celebration in this beautiful center. As a Buddhist practitioner myself, I like to believe this is our karmic, good karma that we are celebrating this day here in Kadampa Center. I'm usually speaking, so I asked actually one of our Duke students to come here and talk about the importance of today, but they couldn't be here because it's exam week and they are taking exams. So I will say a few words about the importance of celebrating today as the Nobel Peace Prize Day and the Human Rights Day. Many question, why do we celebrate today as the Nobel Peace Prize and Human Rights Day? And the reason is because on December 10, 1989, His Holiness the Dalai Lama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and whether it was intentional or unintentional, it was awarded on December 10th, which is also the birthday of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In 1948, UN General Assembly adopted the Human Rights Declaration. So today marks the, as Gisela pointed out, about 30 years, 28th anniversary of the confirmation of the Nobel Peace Prize to His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and the 69th anniversary of the adoption of the Universal Human Rights Declaration by the UN General Assembly. So the Nobel Prize is one of the highest honors awarded to His Holiness, and for us Tibetan, it signifies that the international community recognizes the Tibetan struggle as a non-violent, mutually respect and peaceful approach. Since the World War II, I think the situation has improved a lot. We have much more rights than we had before. However, in many countries, people still don't have human rights. For example, in Tibet itself, they cannot celebrate today as a Nobel Peace Prize Day, or they cannot openly worship His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Also, I mean, Syria is in war, so we really need to celebrate peace. So Tibetan struggle is not merely a human rights issue. It is people's struggle to gain freedom, to live a dignified life in their own homeland. And we are seeking genuine autonomy, not independence. So since Tibet issue hasn't been resolved, I think it's very important to commemorate December 10 as the Nobel Peace Prize Day to learn more about peace and promote peace to find a resolution between Tibet and China conflict. Just a fun fact about what His Holiness the Dalai Lama did with the fund, a cash prize that he received for the Nobel Peace Prize. He used the fund to combat starvation around the world, support organizations in India that cured leprosy, support institutions that promote peace, and he used part of the fund to create the Tibetan Foundation for Universal Ethics, which has been working to promote peace around the world. So I guess celebrating today's occasion, I think it's a great chance for us to learn about peace and cultivate inner peace, and we can use peaceful means to solve problems in our own communities and around the globe. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now it's our chance to make an offering, a sound offering with the song Imagine. Sorry, I don't have an accompanist, so we're going to do this a cappella. I think we can manage it. So we'll start on I think. No, that's too high, isn't it? Imagine there's no heaven.
It's easy if you try.
No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Ooh. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. I have another sound offering that we can do. We don't have words here, but I think everybody knows it. We're going to do it in rounds. So let's have the cushions on this side. go first, and then you all join, and you'll know when to join in. And it's Row, Row, Row Your Boat, which is a very happy song. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a stream.
So now the event is over. Thank you very much. I would like to say a few words about Tibet, you know. So most of probably you know like about Tibetan issues. In North Carolina now we have like Tibetan communities, you know, here we have Tibetan communities. If any of you are interested to help, you know, Tibetan cause, you can talk to any Tibetan here. So particularly the Thubten, you know, he's the secretary. So if you are interested, so I'm not going, you know, without any pressure, I'm not, you know. So the American government and American people has been very, very kind last almost like 60 years, you know, since we felt from Tibet. So now, like, from the Tibetan government, you know, exile government, what we are seeking is autonomous within the People's Republic of China, you know, trying to live with Chinese government peacefully and to preserve our, you know, unique cultures and traditions. So we are not, His Holiness said this many, many times, we are not seeking separation from PRC, People's Republic of China. We are trying to work with them to seek genuine autonomy, you know, which Tibet has full right to preserve their culture and their tradition, their religions. You know, it's particularly the Buddhism, you know, which is contributing now many parts of the world, you know, for a lot of, you know, people. So, and also His Holiness said, you know, because this is like a special event dedicated for His Holiness, the kind of recognition that His Holiness dedicated entire His life for the peace for the humanities. So, and we Tibetans, you know, on behalf of all the Tibetans from our Tibetan community from North Carolina, we sincerely, genuinely appreciate all your support, prayers, you know. So we Tibetans, we do need continuously your support and prayer. And something, if you like to do, then please contact all the Tibetans here. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So in the Gold Prayer Book, if you'll turn to page 246, we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva. And if you don't have the gold book but you have the white prayer book, just turn to the first page that has all the prayers. And then on the back of the sheet, you'll see the dedication prayer. Okay. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, causing happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. Medicines be effective, and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
So just a couple of quick announcements. A reminder that Tuesday is a very important day, particularly in our lineage in Tibetan Buddhism. It is Lama Tsongkhapa Day. Lama Tsongkhapa is the founder of our Gluk lineage. He wrote the Lam Rim, which we study all the time. Geshe-la is now currently teaching on Wednesday nights from the Foundation of All Good Qualities. So on Tuesday, we will have a Guru Puja in the evening, followed by an opportunity to make light offerings to the stupa, and we will have flameless candles for the kids to come. So the puja is at 7 o'clock, and if you come around 8 or 8:15, that'll be good. If you only want to do the... Please come for the puja, but if you only want to do the light offerings, 8 or 8:15 is a good time to come. If we have enough people sign up it's a good day to take precepts, which is a set of 8 vows that you take just for 24 hours. And you need to take them for the first time from a qualified master. If there are people who want to take them for a first time, you need to register by 5 o'clock this afternoon for that, and you can find that on our website on the calendar listing for Tuesday. I also just really want to thank Geshe-la, Ge Norbu, Thubten, and the rest of the Tibetan community for helping us organize this celebration today and providing the rice and the tea. And I want to thank a dozen or so people who happily jumped into service first thing this morning, came in, didn't know that they were going to be helping serve rice and tea. And thank you very much for helping with that so we could all enjoy that. And then I think Jill has a special message for us. Oh, and yes, thank the children for being attentive and well-behaved and right in the spirit of the holidays.
Okay, I'm Christy Batts, the family program coordinator, and since I've been invited to say something about the children's program, speaking of Lama Tsongkhapa, we have an all-group class next Sunday where the kids will be celebrating Lama Tsongkhapa, learning more about him and what he's done for our tradition particularly, and making light offerings next Sunday. So if you know children or have children, please come next Sunday as well. It will also be another special day, and they'll all get to be together. And then on this Friday evening, there's a holiday party here at the Kanapa Center, and the children are welcome to come. They're going to have their own special party in the education building where they'll be making gingerbread houses. And I'm going to commit Geshe-la publicly. He's been committed privately, but Geshe-la is going to come and put on a Santa Claus hat and celebrate with the children on Friday evening. So please come with your children or let your friends know. This is a little bit different than what we've done in the past. We've usually done it on a Sunday morning. So come out when it's dark and celebrate with your friends. So yeah, that's, and then there will be no children's programming on the last two Sundays of this month due to holidays, and but the last Sunday of the month is our special Dorji Kadro celebration that we do here at the center. And I know my children have always enjoyed coming to that. There's it's something like a puja, the Dorji Kadro ceremony that we do inside the Gampa, and then we all go outside and make offerings, purify our negative karma. Yeah, and it's just a really wonderful tradition to add to your family. If you are looking for traditions to add to your family during this time of year, and it makes sense for our, you know, connecting our Buddhist beliefs into this time of year, and then it's something you can do at home too, if you learn how to do it. So. Oh, yes. Okay. And so Jill would like for me to use this time since I'm standing up. I'm actually going to be staying after the teachings today in the education building for a roundtable. So if you're interested in learning more about the children's program and how to be of service or how it's organized, I'm going to be there after teachings today and same next week. So if you don't have to have children to volunteer in the program or to be involved in the program. We've had a lot of volunteers through the years that have not had children. And yes, we are in need of people. We've reorganized the program this year, and so we're trying to find out, like, what's the best way to serve our community. And since you're part of the community, we would love to hear from you.
You're never going to get out of here. I also forgot to give thanks and acknowledgement to Anna and Jean Papard, who brought a very special offering today. Their annual appeal offering to our center is holiday cookies, which are out on tables out there. And gingerbread houses. So, for donation only. So, that's from them.
Well, I don't know how I could top gingerbread houses, but in the spirit of this day, the celebration of His Holiness is getting the Nobel Peace Prize, I heartfeltly, warmly invite you to start off the new year in the right spirit. And the new year is only a few weeks away. On the first Sunday in January, January 7th, there's going to be an interfaith gathering to renew our hope for peace together. It's going to be on the first Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Pullen Baptist Church. There's details on the web. And I want to tell you, I've just confirmed we have a very special representative of the Kadampa Center who will be offering our prayer for peace and renewing our hope for peace. It's a surprise, so you need to attend to see who this very special person is. So thank you very much.
One last thing. So just one thing I forgot. Today, you know, like December 10, the large number of Tibetan people are gathering in front of the United Nations in New York City to show solidarity to all those, you know, Tibetans back in Tibet who self-immolated their body, self-immolations, you know, so for their voice to be heard, like basically basic human rights. So I, deep down from my heart, I'm requesting you to send your positive thoughts and the prayer for all those, you know, people who pass away for basically, you know, so not harming any other beings, just like burning themselves for Tibetan cause. So, and please pray for their good rebirth. So Tibetan, you know, as a culture, we are Buddhist. So we believe in the rebirth, so please pray for their good rebirth and send your positive thought to all those who lost their life. Thank you.
And Joey Gooch, thank you so much also for helping us with all that decorating and all that hard work with the houses and the cookies. Thank you, Joey Gooch.
We forgot Joey.
You're always doing new things, so I figured, you know, maybe you could give me some ideas. Yeah, so you want some new ideas about how to challenge you up, right?
Yes, I want to start this off good.
Okay, come a new year. Sounds good. Let's meet tomorrow, and we'll get started, okay?
Sounds great.
One player's missing. Hold on.
We're just going to sleep through it, okay?
Four hours later.
48 hours later.
No hug.
Okay, so let's get started. Your first challenge, exercise, right? So now, what I want you to do is I want you to run around the building at least 3 times, come back in, we'll see how it's going, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm game.
Yeah,
all right.
Do it, do it. Woo! Go, 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 go. Come on, Joey. You can do it. You can do it.
Wow.
Well, that might have been a little too adventurous, Let's meet tomorrow and try something new, okay? Okay. Okay. Well,
hi, Kim.
Yes.
Nice to see you again. I'm a little overwhelmed from yesterday and everything, so I'm scared what you got today.
Oh, no, don't be scared. Listen, we've got some really good things in store for you. What I got planned is a healthier diet.
All right.
Yeah? And I have number one thing on the diet. Hold on. Future.
Oh, goody.
It's a heaping bowl of kale.
All right. Let's try it out.
Go for it. It's great. What are you doing, Joey?
I don't know if this works for me.
All right. Okay. Let's meet again tomorrow, and I promise you'll love the challenge you're going to get, okay? One more time.
Okay.
Okay.
24 hours later.
All right, Joey. I got something that's right up your alley, okay? Now just sit there, stay, be calm. You're going to love it.
Let me help you out here, Ken. You look like an easel or something.
It is. It's an easel. Now, I'm going to sit over here. You're going to get a paint and a palette. Okay?
Oh.
And take your brush. Ready? You're going to paint me.
Oh, okay. Give me a second here.
Hurry, Joey, hurry.
I'm not sure, Kim. I'm not sure if I'm a budding artist or not.
Yeah, that looks like me. Kind of. Okay, so maybe that was the most adventurous of all. Let's think. Would you like something like a little more tangible? Like, for example, have you ever thought about investing in something that you really love?
Now, that's a good idea. But I don't know many investments or anything. Do you have any ideas for where to invest? Oh, the Kadapa Center. I can be a monthly supporter for the Kadapa Center. Now, that is something I can get behind, something I love, because I would like to support the teachings that help my mind to support it, and everything would be great. That would be the best thing. Thank you, Kim. You're so helpful.
Thank you.
Geshe-la?
Oh, the sign. The Buddhist Express Financial Advisors. Hot tip. Kadampa Center, new member challenge. And to explain the new member challenge, we have our exciting Royden Saw, who's a board member, and he's going to talk to you next.
Thank you, Jill, and thank you, everyone, for being out here today. We could be in a lot of different areas, but everybody has chosen to join the Kadampa Center and listen to the teachings and celebrate the Nobel Peace Prize Award. I'd also like to thank the Kadampa Center players for a delightful way of to find a challenge. It's always creative. And so my name is Royden Saw, and I have been a member of the Board of Directors for several years. I'm going to explain a couple of really unprecedented challenges we have. As you may have gathered, these challenges are going on for the month of December. First of all, can everybody hear me okay in the back? A group of members that have been around for a while have generously offered $2,000 to ignite you new members to join the journey. And so let's just think about this. This is some numbers here. We have around 120 new members over the last 2.5 years. Of those 120 new members, 20 have already supported the center by monthly or one-time gifts. So this challenge is really to increase that support. And so they ask that 20 more new members sign on to give monthly or one-time gifts so the center may receive their offering of $2,000. So, again, it's a challenge for the new members to give one time or monthly. So consider that, because it's a pretty nice challenge for the folks that are newly here. If you have any questions, you can talk to Jill, our center manager, and you saw where she is. So I hear you also, there's Jill, I hear you also get one of these very nice mugs for those who give during the month of December for this challenge. Say again, for the whole annual appeal, you get one of these mugs, and this is the third in the series. I have all three of them. And it says, the present is that elusive moment between what no longer exists and what has not yet happened. And it's a quote from His Holiness. And it says, 2018, on the journey, Kadampa Center. So this is a little thank you memento. And then lastly, I want to talk to you. I have a pretty special announcement. So this is unprecedented in the history of the Kadampa Center. How many of you have read about the $5,000 challenge? Okay, a few of you. Thank you. It's truly unprecedented. Glenn and Cindy Dawson, who are in the side right here, thank you, have generously presented us with a very, very powerful challenge. And they will give an extra $5,000 above their existing gift if we can find three other people to join them in giving $5,000. So think about that, because this is a very powerful challenge. The one caveat is this needs to be above and beyond their giving as well. So this will mean $20,000 extra for the Kadampa Center. So Glenn told us that Gary's talk last Sunday moved him, and he and Cindy decided they wanted the center to continue to thrive for many years. And, of course, for the center to continue the teachings, to continue the very special activities, teachings, children's program, all of the things that we have going on, it does take this support. So they understand that without the Light of the Path retreat that we had last year, we don't have it in 2018, we will have a budget deficit of about $37,000. So they really hope that this challenge will help to close the gap in our budget. So again, thank you, Glenn and Cindy. This is very, very special. So to wrap it up, we don't want to miss this opportunity, so we ask that you look into your hearts and decide what your giving potential is, and think about what this Kadampa Center provides to all of us here. Again, we are all here to hear the teachings, and thank you. We have one last message from our illustrious center manager. Thank you very much.
High energy today. Thank you, Royden. So, I have understood that maybe the new member challenge was a little confusing, so I just want to make sure it's coming, joining the journey with anything, with $5, with becoming a monthly member, one-time support. So we want to make sure that the $2,000 is on the table, and it's not raising another $2,000. It's literally just getting 20 new people from about the last 2.5 years to just begin to give, to make it a habit. That's how we change, and that's how we support the center. So there's slips outside. Let's see, do I have my basket of goodies? Okay, didn't bring that one. That was smart. So there's a pledge form outside by the table, and if you just fill it out with your promise to pledge, then that you get the mug, and then that puts you in the challenge, and we will collect those names and put it in our spreadsheet. Did you also know that you can circumambulate the stupa as part of the, maybe not part of the new member challenge, but part of the challenge? This is Geshe-la's practice he gave us. It's on the website, too. So these pages are available for you to pick up. So last year, and we're still finishing up Mani Mantras, we have, is Patty here? We have 700,000+. So we'd love to get to 2 million. So if you're reciting Mani Mantras, go ahead and keep putting them on the website. If you click on donate, you'll see where to do that. And then this year, next year, we're going to, I get confused when I'm doing the appeal. For 2018, we're going to circumambulate the stupa, and as soon as we can figure it out, we're going to have little markers or something outside by the stupa, and then when you go around it, you can just maybe put a chit in a jar, and your kids can do it, so that'll be ready soon. And one thing that's interesting every year is when you go online to Realm to give, a lot of people are pledging, but that's only a promise to pay. So thank you. I'm going to give you $25 a month. Thank you. Now you actually have to give it to us. So it's a little bit of confusion, and I'm so sorry, but you click pledge, and that's your promise to pay. Then you have to make sure you click give and set up your gifts. If you're giving right now and your gifts, and like mine, December 15th, if I set up the new gift and want to increase, maybe 26%, that will increase this month's gift, so you can wait till your gifts are over, set up your giving for next year. If you said give until I cancel, you're good to go. Just let us know that you'd like to do that so we can put you on the spreadsheet and document it, report it to the board and to you guys. And I think that's it. So this is our beautiful entire package for the annual appeal. Thank you for your patience, and now it is over.